The House added the items to the portion of the capital budget that will require voter approval for bonds. They passed legislation needed to put a $397 million question to voters in this year's November election. If approved at the polls, the measure would issue bonds for education projects across the state. Finance co-chair Bill Stoltz said the bonds would come through a low-interest federal program called Build America Bonds.
We have the ability to convince the public that this is good public policy. I think we have the mechanism with the federal assist to give one more impetus of why the timing is right. And I don't know other mechanisms where we can deal with these rural school needs, our post-secondary education needs throughout the state, urban and rural, other than through this measure.
The bill would direct $128 million in bond money to three rural schools, build an art center for the university's Mat-Su campus, a $60 million arena and athletic facility in Anchorage, an $88 million life sciences building at the university in Fairbanks, and would pay for several other smaller projects statewide. Although he supported putting the question to voters, Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra warned members of the hazards of borrowing money with plenty of funds available now. He pointed out the risk of having lower revenue as the bonds are being paid off.
We have the money now. We're going to be saddling folks who are going to have a hard time balancing a budget in the future this way. And we're in a world where we have 8.8% unemployment in the state. 20% unemployment in a lot of places in the state. And the problem with the bond from that perspective is the work doesn't get on the street this summer.
The package passed unanimously and was sent to the Senate, where the list of projects were formally added to the budget bill approved today.